This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Saturday, December 8th. God's Providence. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 45. Then Joseph could no longer control himself before all his attendants, and he cried out, "Have everyone leave my presence." So there was no one with Joseph when he made himself known to his brothers. And he wept so loudly that the Egyptians heard him, and Pharaoh's household heard about it. Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still living?" But his brothers were not able to answer him, because they were terrified at his presence. Then Joseph said to his brothers, "Come close to me." When they had done so, he said, "I am your brother Joseph, the one you sold into Egypt. And now, do not be distressed and do not be angry with yourselves for selling me here, because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you. For 2 years now there has been famine in the land, and for the next 5 years there will be no plowing and reaping. But God sent me ahead of you to preserve for you a remnant on earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance." If anyone can claim to be a victim of biblical proportions, Joseph can. His brothers sell him into slavery. A false accusation lands him in prison for several years. But then, quite dramatically, Pharaoh delivers Joseph from prison and places him in authority over all of Egypt. If someone else were telling it, this would be the perfect setup for a vengeance story. But this is God's story. When Joseph's traitorous brothers show up looking for some grain, they get more than they ask for. They receive compassionate, abundant deliverance from God through Joseph. Joseph, always the visionary, sees what they can't. God himself has directed the whole story. Even out of the evil that people do, God works redemption. Those sacks of grain mean more than the survival of one family. They mean the fulfillment of God's promise to redeem his people. More populous than stars or the dust of the desert, people who trust him. Joseph, the betrayed victim, became Joseph the Savior. And his story prefigures another betrayal, another victim, and the ultimate Savior. Jesus, though innocent of any sin, was arrested, falsely accused, and executed on a cross. Yet, out of this travesty of justice, God perfected the deliverance of his people. No matter what each day brings your way, trust God and celebrate his providence. Pray with me. Father, help us to fully trust you and celebrate your goodness today. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.